the 2019 Constellation Launch Conference in Scottsdale, Arizona. And in the studio lounge with me is Mr. Brandon Kuntz from Extensify. How are you? Hence the t-shirt.
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Good. How are you?
Doing fantastic.
How's the conference going for you so far?
It's great.
Yeah?
It's exciting. We were here last year.
Mm-hmm.
Had a role there to play in introducing the platform the first time, mm-hmm. and the progress made in the last year or so is just incredible.
Phenomenal is the word I've been hearing a lot.
Absolutely.
So yeah. And the growth of what's going on is, I mean, I think Chris was telling me this conference has grown, like, it's tripled in size since last year.
Yeah, absolutely.
At least.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. So what is your role? How do you guys work with Constellation?
So I work with Extensify. We were the original development partner that Constellation
okay.
had. And so I've worked with Chris for over 5 years.
Oh,
we
all right.
worked together on proof of concept in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
creating patented applications and ideas, and ultimately we're selected to create the platform that's running today at the show.
Right on. And so how is it working with Constellation, and how are they different from other folks out there?
Constellation is a really aggressive, very innovative organization, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting to see the momentum that they have already seen in the last year or so, building up the market, building up the interest,
mm-hmm.
seeing the excitement. But it's a very, very collaborative environment as well. We really appreciate the opportunity to partner with them,
yeah.
and bring new capabilities to market. And you see the extension of that in the creation of a framework that allows all of these hundreds and hundreds of fintech providers to collaborate with credit unions.
Yep.
And collaboration is key.
Yep, I agree. And that's kind of, I've heard that's the credit union superpower,
yeah,
is the
exactly.
collaboration. So why can't the vendors do the same thing? The
fintechs.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, one of the things that's really interesting, if you look at a large financial institution, they really just can't move as quickly as these credit unions
mm-hmm.
can. There's so much risk involved in a large deployment
yep.
of a new feature in their mobile property,
mm-hmm.
mobile or digital properties.
Mm-hmm.
In contrast, with the Constellation platform in place, a fintech provider collaborating with a credit union can very quickly create a MVP, minimum viable product,
yeah.
put it out to the market, get feedback from the members.
Exactly.
And then iterate and improve and get better and better over time.
Mm-hmm.
That just simply can't happen. And I think that's where credit unions are really going to be successful.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you got to keep that momentum going.
Absolutely.
I mean, like Jim was saying this morning in his keynote, it's like, yeah, we got to kind of disrupt ourselves, basically.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, Jim does a good job.
He did great. That was a good keynote. Finally, yeah. So, goals. What do you want to achieve here? What do you guys want to...
Well, we're here to support Constellation, of course, make sure that their developers coming on board have the understanding they need, the technical know-how.
Mm-hmm.
We have a good team of our own here attending the hackathon, participating
right.
in that event. So we've got some folks enjoying their experience there, getting up to speed, and so that's part of the goal. But really just supporting the credit union, supporting Chris and the Constellation
mm-hmm.
team any way we can.
Yeah, indeed. I think the hackathon is going to be starting here pretty soon.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Got to get back in there. But yeah, game on for sure. I want to get your thoughts real quick before we wrap up here on, because you said you've been in there since the beginning, you know, Chris for 5 years, and what
yep.
are your thoughts on where it started and where it is right now?
Well, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, we had just an idea on a napkin almost. It was really a whiteboard, but of how could we create a platform kind of like Apple TV
yeah.
and allow multiple content providers to introduce new features, and to see that now move into successful proof of concept and a successful production system is really
mm-hmm.
exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really neat.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the benefits to the financial technology providers as well, you're able to create very quickly new features and functionality without having to worry about a lot of the overhead, the
mm-hmm.
infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about connecting to the core necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really need to worry about authentication and some of those logging. Some of those basics are just already provided as part of the platform.
Mm-hmm.
You build your feature, your function, you can deploy it in a very discreet way.
Yeah.
And succeed in what you do best without having to worry about the rest.
It sounds like it empowers, I mean, gives folks a lot of freedom, you know, to
Absolutely.
Kind of pick and choose since it integrates and collaborates with just about anybody out there. So
yeah, yeah. Well,
that collaboration.
One of the things we thought about from the very beginning is how can we enable different functional modules to interact with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a concept of tile invocation, where a single tile could start another tile
mm-hmm.
and let that new tile know where they left off.
Mm-hmm.
So if I've completed a mortgage calculator, I can go into the mortgage loan application
mm-hmm.
with the amount pre-populated.
Oh, okay.
With some of those basic things already in place.
So they complement each other.
So you have a really nice, elegant way of creating cohesive member experiences
mm-hmm.
across many tiles
mm-hmm.
in a way that hasn't existed before.
Yeah, which is the member expectation or the consumer expectation today, as Jim again pointed out, with the experience with Tesla, Airbnb, Uber, all this stuff, Cretans have to be able to, at least get close to those experiences, right?
Yeah, we're getting there for
sure. Okay, good.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Man, and even an individual member could even come to the table with an idea and the credit union could implement their idea just for them.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that's really neat about the platform too, is it's not a all or none kind of proposition. An individual credit union can select exactly what they want, deploy only that part, and then they can further subdivide that into what they want to offer to different groups of their members.
Wow.
And so it's a very, very dynamic and fluid environment.
Ooh,
in that way.
All right.
And the members can ultimately choose what they want to use and show first.
Well, that's what it's all about, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
We're getting down to almost the individual now,
Exactly.
And that's really exciting.
Sure.
And that's good for the member, for sure.
Yeah,
so, and the credit union as well. All right, Matt, well, good stuff.
Absolutely.
Appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
And Brandon Koons from Extensify, go check them out. And they are collaborating with the folks at Constellation. You guys are doing some great stuff. So keep up the good work.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Anytime.